Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Imvula Emnyama by Shawncast HQ. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Eswatini's Shawncast HQ gives us Imvula Emnyama, which was released July 29th under Upscale Live. It has 8 tracks, 29 minutes, 55 seconds runtime, 3 features, and is entirely produced by Shawncast HQ himself. Now, I actually wanted to review this album as soon as it came out, but it so happened that it came out, I think it was the day or the day after I lost my voice. So that didn't work out quite well. So I'm actually playing catch up. So let's do this thing. Shawncast HQ starts with a knock on Koko and he says, "This year, siyabangena, siyabaenta." I loved the modulated sounds on there, and it was a great way to actually start off the project. Most of the tunes on Imvula Emnyama were a Swati brand of trap. Then Begetela was a thumping drill number. And I don't know how much drill is a thing out there in Eswatini, but this track will be doing damage on any drill list out there. And I actually added it to my African drill playlist. The previously released single from this album, Top Shayela, with Lyrical Buster, is the other outlier with a Kwaito and Amapiano fusion. It makes for the perfect single to capture a larger audience, obviously, because Amapiano has been the thing since lockdown days. And this is where you see the greater strategy at play. The length of Imvula Emnyama is perfect. 8 tracks at just under 30 minutes eliminates the chances of listener fatigue. And in terms of delivery itself, Shawncast HQ is that melodic cross between a rapper and a singer without fully committing to either side. He occupies that space well, and I also think lyrically he stands his ground with well thought out concepts. Like I mentioned, he did produce this project by himself, and to be the guy on everything takes some doing, some serious doing. One of his signature sounds is a gritty bass, which could be through the 808s or just by itself. Shawncast HQ did well in the mixing and mastering of the project as well. You can hear the attention to detail. For example, listen to the ad-libs and backing vocals on tunes such as Kumnyama, and you hear the quality that I'm talking about. Shout out to the Upscale Live team. This crew is not playing with you, and in what they're doing, they're the ones to watch, I think, in the whole Swati music scene, offering some much needed projects as well as frequency to their drops. The music they're making is also quite different. I'd say this album has some serious replay value. Shawncast HQ has crafted his sound and built his skills around it, and what you get is an album that is enjoyable and supremely unique. I found it hard to pick only one or two favorites from Imvula Emnyama, to be honest, because really, from start to finish, there's that consistency. So you can't really say, this track is totally better than the others. I think they all do quite well. I'll gladly pick all 8 for different reasons, but I do have to say the bass on Mnganwami is absolutely gorgeous. Loved that one. Well done, brother, and I'd rate this album a 7.5 out of 10. I'd love to hear, you know, what's really next for Shawncast HQ. I think he's got a lot more to give us, so well done.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.